He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. It's a dry heat out here. Man, it is hot. It is hot, but you know what? It's not that bad because you know what they say. It's a dry heat, but everything is air conditioning here. And if you don't go out of your house or out of your car, you're okay. But boy, it is just scorching hot. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm glad you tuned in. We have a very, very cool device to look at today. This is one of the coolest gadgets that I have seen in a long time. We'll take a quick peek on camera two. And what this is it's a Zeiss VR1 Plus virtual reality screen, I'm going to call it. It's actually a like a viewfinder. If you remember the old ViewMasters, this is kind of what it reminds me of. But this is brand new technology. What a cool thing. I was first introduced to this device way back at NAB, and wow, this thing is really cool. But in any event, we'll get to that in just 1 minute. If you're new to the Gadget Professor, thank you so much for tuning in. We are heard in 172 countries around the world, and I have you to thank for that. Thank you very much. Now, if you want to check out the latest in gadgets, what I recommend you do is you go to our Rebel Mouse page. It's rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. I love this page because every time there's a new gadget that comes up, within 5 minutes of this gadget coming out, it appears on this Rebel Mouse page, and you can actually go to the website and get the information firsthand. And the way you get to the Rebel Mouse page is just get our show notes. Go on to the webpage, thegadgetprofessor.com, subscribe to the newsletter, and you'll get all the information on how to link up to our wonderful Rebel Mouse page. It's rebelmouse.com/gadgetprofessor. Also, you can tune us in pretty much on any device that has a browser. We're on iTunes. You can watch the show directly on the browser at thegadgetprofessor.com. And you can also watch us on YouTube. So, in any event, let's take a look at the gadget of the day. As I said, the first time I was exposed to this device was at NAB. And Zeiss is, if anybody knows anything about lenses, the first lens that's going to come to your mind is Zeiss. German company, they make exquisite lenses, photographic lenses, microscope lenses, pretty much anything that has glass and a lens magnification, Zeiss is there. And interestingly enough, they have actually got into the virtual reality market, and I'm surprised. I didn't know why they were in it, but after talking to the company reps, they feel that this is definitely going to be part of our future. And the set that they make, this headset that they make, this VR Zeiss VR1, is an extraordinary piece of equipment. And essentially, how this works is this is the VR1. This is what it looks like. And actually, we'll go back to camera. There we go. Essentially, there are some very high-quality lenses in this. I think you can see them. They're Zeiss lenses. These are not your cheap cardboard box VR masks that you're going to buy. This is a real high-quality professional gear component, and the straps are really high quality. They're wide, they are Velcro, and basically the way you're going to put these on is, again, high quality Velcro with leather on it, really nice. It's quite simple. These are just going to slide through on the side here, and you know, that's it, and then they'll connect to your head. I'm going to put this on, yes. It goes like that, and this is how it's going to look. So, you know, you look around like so, and that's how it works. Now, there's a lot of calibration. It's very simple, but one of the things that's very unique about this, and it really has to do with the quality of the build, Zeiss put actually a beautiful foam cover here, foam liner, if you will, and this is replaceable, so that when it hits up against your head, it's very soft, and it will conform to the shape of your head because of the soft cushioning. The ability of these Velcro straps to adjust to whatever head you have, a big head, a small head, no head, whatever, makes it very comfortable. Now, again, the quality of the lenses is I can't say enough about it. They're as high a quality as you're going to get in this type of a device. Now, the way this works is very simple. Your smartphone actually slides in here, and let's pull this out, okay? And they make it real easy. This is my smartphone, and I am using I have an iPhone 6S. It's the wide one. It's not the small one, and they have a tray, and basically this tray will accommodate pretty much any cell phone, any smartphone that you have. So at first I said there's no way my phone's going to fit, but because I have the VR Plus, it actually does fit. So there's again a soft cushion in here. The phone just lays down in there like so, and it's not going to drop out. So whatever phone you have, this will accommodate. And then once the phone is in there, there's slots on either side, and you're just going to slide this in. And that's it. That's all there is operationally. Now what you're going to do is you're going to load the apps onto your smartphone. And this recommends there's a couple apps here. The Zeiss, they make their own apps, if you will. One is called VR1 Cinema, and one is called VR1 Air. And you'll load those apps onto the smartphone. And then over here, you get this little box, 3D box. And what you're going to do is it will run it through its paces, and you're going to calibrate. You're going to hold this box and turn it every which way. And it actually calibrates your smartphone using the app to get your full 3D look. And unfortunately, I can't put this into the camera because it's just, you can't do it. But when you put this on, it's 3D. And you can actually go to a variety of sites if you just click on a virtual reality, Google virtual reality movies, and you're going to find hundreds of sites that run actual movies in 3D, and you run it on your smartphone, and you're going to put this on your head, and you're going to look up, down, around, and it actually gives you the full dimension. You'll see things behind you, above you, to the left, to the right. Quite an unusual experience. Really cool. The other thing that this does that the app lets you do, the VR1 app, is I can actually run my videos, anything that's on my smartphone, okay, video or photos, this will actually run in 3D. So I had a couple movies on here when I was in Cuba, and I was actually at a nightclub one night, and I put the movie on, just my regular movie, but this magnifies it and makes it look like it's in 3D. Oh my God, what an experience. I mean, it was really cool. And if you get a 3D movie, it's even a more exotic experience. And there's a lot of future for this. You're going to see this in medical technology where I think doctors will actually be doing operations using this stuff. So anything you put on your cell phone or transmitter, stream to the cell phone, you can look up, down, and again, you're going to get the full third dimension. Also, there's a menu in here, and the way it works is there's a little dot that's on the screen. And instead of having a button like some of these devices have, or having a remote, there's a little light dot, you can't miss it, inside of this. So as you turn your head, the menu appears, and you just turn your head to that dot, and whatever the menu is that you want, you just put your dot on that selection, hold it there for a second or two, and boom, it's just like clicking the mouse or the pointer. So it's a very, very clever device. There's no way that I know of to show you what this looks like, but let me just say that this is probably the best mask, if you will, that I've seen. This is used for just all kinds of fun, entertainment, and technology. So the website is vr1.us. Here it is here. They have all kinds of applications. There's no limits for your VR experience, made for everyone. The thing that's really unique about this is, if you notice, I have glasses on, and you can't do this with a lot of masks. I can put this right on with my glasses. Fantastic. I mean, really, really cool, really well made. So if you're getting into the virtual reality and you want a mask, if you will, I call it a mask, a headset, you really want one that you can wear your glasses with. And it's just so comfortable, really cool. And you know what? This technology is in its embryonic stages. This is only going to get better and better and better. No question about it. They even have little breather holes on here so air can get in so it doesn't fog up. They've thought of everything. This is only about $100, $150 depending upon the model that you get. And if you want a unique virtual reality experience, this is going to blow away any type of cardboard or cheap viewing mask that you get. Trust me, it's high quality. All right, I hope you enjoyed that review. I am sorry I couldn't show you the virtual reality, but definitely check out this VR1 site. There's a couple videos on here. This one in particular is crazy, but you're going to be walking around with these masks. Remember the Google glasses, which did not make it? I can't imagine everybody walking the streets with this, but I'll tell you, it's quite unique. And when you put the headsets on, wow, it's really immersive. It really is. So this is going to show you all the different types of things that you can do. They have Cloud Light. They have different programs that are specifically made for VR, virtual reality viewing. And if you've never tried one of these out, buy a cheap pair and a cardboard one just to get the experience. And if you like it, you may want to invest in one of these Zeiss VR1s. They are really, really a lot of fun. Your kids will go crazy with this. You're going to go crazy with this. All right. Let's get into some apps of the day. And the first one I'm going to talk about is probably well-known, but if it's not, this is Google Cardboard, and this is an app. And you can buy these viewers. They're really cheap. You go on Google, you get a viewer, and it's basically cardboard, as you can see. You're just going to fold these together. You're going to, your phone sticks in the cardboard. Again, they're nowhere near what the optics are of this device, not even close. But if you want to experience it, I'm telling you, it's worth a couple bucks just to get this app and get a viewer and just watch a couple virtual reality movies. I'm telling you, you will be hooked. It's really a lot of fun. And this Google Cardboard app is probably one of the best ones out there, and they're always updating it. All right, let's get on with some other apps. Now, I am always getting email, and if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. Now, one person wrote me last week and said, hey, Don, you rarely give just Android apps. Give me a break. Can you tell me what the best apps out there are? Well, I will do that today, but it's tough telling you what the best are. It's like saying what's the best car or what's the best food. So these are ones that I find to be really good for the Droid operating system. The one that I like for weather is called One Weather Widget Forecast. It's the best, hands down, weather app, because it will tell you exactly where you are. There's a little My Location thing, and exactly where you are, this is going to tell you what the weather is. It's very accurate, and when I use the Droid operating system devices, this is the one that I use for weather. And why? Because in Arizona, the weather is either going to be hot, hotter, or hottest, or more than hottest. So when I travel, I use this app all the time. All right, next app. This is a hands-down no-brainer, and this will work on any operating system, but you really want the Google Drives. This is just the best one out there. Google Drive is a safe place for all your files and puts them within reach from any smartphone, tablet, or computer. Files in the drive, like your videos, your photos, and your documents, are backed up safely so you can't lose them. Once they're there, you can easily invite others to view them, edit them, or leave comments. So if you're not familiar with Google Drive, please, you will thank me for this. Check out Google Drive. All right. Another app that I find very convenient on the Droid system is Nova Launcher. What this does is it will let you configure umpteen amounts of apps so that you're going to get a visual display. You can see all the little dots here. Those are actually apps. So if you have 10, 15, 20, I don't care how many apps you have, and you don't want to search for them, you know, put them all on one menu and boom, there they are. And Nova Launcher is probably the best one out there. They have over 1 million users of this app, and it's free. This is the one I highly recommend. And let's just leave it at that. If you don't have it, you load it on, in 10 minutes you'll say, wow, look at all the things I can do from this. So I think you will definitely enjoy that. Another app that I like, and it's fairly easier to use, I think, on the Droid system than some of the other apps that are on the iOS, but it's Pocket Cast. So if you, I know the only podcast that you listen to is The Gadget Professor, and that's good, but there are other shows out there, and this Pocket Cast is probably one of the easier ones out there to listen to podcasts. This is going to cost you $4, but the ease of use and the convenience of it is very, and I think this is one of the better players, if not the best one out there. So check out Pocket Casts. Now, this next app is a must if you're on the Droid system. And I might add, if you've ever bought, I don't know, maybe 5-6 weeks ago, I did a Gadget Professor show on those all-in-one boxes, the Android boxes, this little smart computers. You remember that about 5-6 episodes ago? In order for you to load things like, oh, let's say Kodi or Titanium or any of those other apps that you might enjoy for entertainment, this is a must-have. It's called Solid Explorer File Manager. This is an app that lets you see the root directory and lets you delete, add, find things real quick when you load files like Kodi and want to find where did it end up. This will let you do an instant search. Very, very, very robust application, totally free. And there are a lot of these managers out there. I like this one the best because it's easy to use. It's well laid out. It's intuitive. It works flawlessly, and it's free. So there you go. Definitely, you should be using that. And then our last app is actually for the iPad. One person emailed me actually this morning and said, I'm desperate for a scientific calculator app for the iPad. It has to work on the iPad. I like this one. It's called pCalc. It's for the iPad specifically. You can use it on the iPhone. You can even use it on your watch. I don't have a watch, but this app really does a nice job if you're into the scientific type of calculators. This one works real, real, real well. And this one also happens to be free, which is unusual. A lot of these apps for the iPad, at least for mathematics, they charge you. They're only a couple bucks, but this one has a switchable button layout, and I find that particularly convenient for me. So if you want the percent sign or the square root sign in a certain area, you can actually drag and drop and configure the buttons to do your calculations. It's a very unique feature. A lot of them don't have it. This app does. So John, try pCalc for iPad. Let me know if that works for you. If not, email me back and I'll give you something else. But I'm pretty sure this will work for you. And that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed watching this show. I'm telling you, if you don't want to spring for this, and it's well worth every penny, just get one of these cardboard, these cardboard viewers. You're really gonna love it. And again, you know, it's the summertime. Your kids are going crazy. You can buy a couple of these cardboard ones, and they get movies. They're gonna love it. And I'm telling you, this is the future. This is definitely the way it goes. And I think someday, when you have glasses, this is actually going to be reduced to your glass. I really think you're just going to put your glasses on, and this technology will be embedded, you know, somewhere in the frame or in the lens even. And it's just really cool stuff. I'll see everybody next week. Thank you so much for tuning in.